Welcome back to the podcast. I am sharing a recording of a live with two of our previous Escape to Elevate attendees to show you a little bit about what it's like to be a part of our mastermind and attend our retreats. So this recording is from last year, right after we got back from Italy, and we have another Italy trip coming up October 1st to 6th, 2024. So if you are listening to this before August 10th, you still have time to apply. Our mastermind starts on the 19th, and we are going to be going all in. We are going deep on creating a brand that makes a massive impact in your industry, refining your marketing around your offers to take the confusion out of selling them, and you are going to have an opportunity to connect with some incredible, incredible entrepreneurs. If you're listening to this after August 10th, head to escapetoelevate.com and check out our retreats for 2025 or get on the waitlist for when we announce them. Send me a DM on Instagram at @itsjodybrown if you want to talk more or ask any questions about Escape to Elevate, joining our mastermind and retreat. And I'm going to let Brooke and Kelly tell you about what the experience is like attending our Escape to Elevate retreats. Both of these incredible humans attended our last Italy retreat, and here's what they have to say. All right. So today we're going to be talking to two of our Escape to Elevate retreat attendees about what their experience was like coming to Italy with us. We'll start with Kelly. Just tell us a little bit about what you do in your career and what it was that made you make the decision to actually come to Italy.
Yeah, Jody, you really helped me hone in on what my online presence is going to look like and how to find my brand voice as a coach versus just a salon owner. And so when you announced Italy, that was a no-brainer for me. I have been, and aside from wanting the information and the content, I just find retreats themselves invaluable because you make these connections. And so you can get all of the information in various different ways, but it's when you make with other people and those relationships and the conversations that you have on this that really deepen the learning. It deepens your relationships, it deepens your network, and it really takes your learning. But when you're conversing about it with like-minded people, it really makes it impactful. It really makes it stick out, really gives you aha moments.
Yeah, that is such a good point. And I think that's like part of that as educators, we're all educators in some way or form. I think that the missing piece is the integration, right? That is such a good point that you're able to actually not only have the like ability to learn, but you're also able to integrate in real time. So thank you for sharing that. I love the side conversation piece, like you two connected and now are collaborating.
Yeah.
And so that's like, we didn't actually plan to, like, we just were looking at times that would work for all of us. It's so cool that it worked out for both of you to be here at the same time.
Absolutely.
Because of that relationship. So, Brooke, I would love to hear, same question. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the industry, and then also what it was that made you make the call to actually come on the retreat to Italy. Kelly and Nicole. And I will unmute while you answer.
Perfect. I want to add that I think the muting helped. So good call, Jody.
Well, so for me personally, I've been doing hair for 24 years. I've been an educator for going on 12 now. I've worked for several major manufacturers. And when I was in that space, I was directed on what to do, right? So I had somebody planning everything for me, and that was great. As I went into the last probably 7 years of my career, I did a lot in sales, I worked in distribution, and dabbled in hair. What I realized was that I really missed doing hair along that journey, and so I jumped back into this space. It's been about a year ago now, and it's very different than it was when I started. I had had so much technical training. Obviously, I can always learn more, but I knew that my focus, because I'd spent so much time and money and energy doing that in my previous part of my career, that I needed to focus on the business because I was never really taught that. And also, it's just so different, right? With social media and all of those things. So I really needed to be able to hone in on what that looked like for me in this season of my career. Long story short, I did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people and I knew I needed X, Y, and Z, which would be like marketing help, social media help. I needed like branding help. I kind of needed to check a lot of boxes. And as I was doing that research, I was looking at like, you know, I needed 3 or 4 different programs to really encompass everything that I was looking for. For those of you that know me, I don't really like to take any more time than necessary when learning something new. I want to take it all in. I want it all right here. And that's just how I process, research, digest, and then put into action. So one day I was scrolling the gram and I don't really remember how it happened, but Jody came across my feed. So it all kind of came full circle. But as I started looking through the Italy retreat, I just thought, oh my God, this is perfect. Like that mastermind literally encompassed all of these things I was looking at doing, but within one program. And then as I started following Jody and Nicole and learning more about them, it just really strongly resonated with me that this was the investment that I was to make for this season of my career. So I jumped head in and we have all connected beautifully. It's been very synchronistic. It's exactly what it was meant to be. And I will say that when I went into this, I was just doing technical education, which was fine, but it was fine. It's what I've always done, right? As this has evolved, I have came to my coaching part of my career where I'm doing spirituality, mindset, really utilizing that part of who I am, which is such a big part of who I am. So it's been a really beautiful shift within my career. And I honestly, obviously I did the work, but the pathway that was put there for me by Jody and her team is what ultimately led me to this space where I feel amazing at what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm connected with Kelly. Now I'm doing her opening circle at her retreat. I'm also doing a full day of mindfulness with her team of 12 stylists. I'm booked through May with classes right now for workshops. I really was a transformative experience for me that started with the whole mastermind experience and really just capped out in Italy with being able to be with like-minded individuals and have that expansion. My business has just been running since then.
The cool thing for me experience-wise was because we had such a small group, I've literally been able to follow every single person since the retreat and see what everyone's doing. And the amount of follow through and execution that I've seen is just like blown my mind. So I just wanted to say that, yes, that is why I think the focus was so narrow on what exactly it was that we were teaching. I love to see how much execution has happened since we've left. That has been the coolest thing. I just could listen to both of you tell your stories all day because it just really is so huge for us to see what has happened since then and to have connected in such a small group.
Can I add something real quick too? I felt like this coming out of the retreat. I've never been to a retreat like that. Like I've done lots of hair shows and all those kinds of things, but nothing retreat-ish, I would say, with hair. So what was beautiful to me is it really was a wonderful balance between workshops and feeling like you got to kind of step back away from your business and relax. I want to just applaud you and anybody who's thinking about going. That's something that was really wonderful because it was curated very well, like the photo shoots, being able to relax and have fun and play, and also the workshops that we covered, because I did come out of the retreat going, okay, I can do the next 3 to 6 months of my business. And if I've had little questions along the way, Jody's been more than helpful. It was more than worth the investment that I made.
I'm so happy that you felt supported because I think like that's the one thing a lot of the people that I work with will say is I'm really am obsessed with like watching you all succeed. And I know Nicole feels the same way as well. So for the photo shoots, can we just talk about that a little bit? Because I feel like that is something that Kelly and I work together. And so being able to see the photos and the B-roll and all of that kind of stuff that was really important to Nicole and I is that you'd have tangible things to take away and use in your marketing and be able to, you know, almost, I think that was the biggest thing that we all said is that it really was like watching all of you step into next level version. You know what I mean? Like, you're all incredible when you arrived. And it just was like, it was really powerful, I thought. So how has having, like, what would you say was having those assets like valuable? Like, talk to me a little bit about that. And Kelly, we'll start with you and then we'll go in all mute.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, it started before we even left because I had the meeting with Nicole and she kind of went over my human design. And I've had human design several different ways, but with her, it really made sense. Like, it's like I've always heard it on a surface level, but never had it click. And when we were talking, I was like, holy cow, you just made that click for me. And then she did the full style session with me and really got to know who I am, not just as a person, but also as a brand and how I want to represent myself. And she pulled together different looks that I may not have put together. And then I look back at those photos and I'm like, oh my gosh, that really is the boss babe version of me. And I just loved it. She brought out such a way of making me not just feel comfortable in my photo shoot, but also really confident. And they're some of my favorite photos I've taken. And then even on the retreat, the B-roll is like, I've taken B-roll before, but one of the girls, is it Tia? Am I saying it right? Tia? You know, she was showing me camera phone tricks and what settings to put it on. And it's elevated my B-roll. And I think if anyone wants to see the difference, go look at my page and just scroll back a couple scrolls and you will see where my page actually transitioned. And it just elevated. I've had a couple of people, you know, they're like, oh, you're the Neiman Marcus of business coaching. That's the best compliment anyone could give me. And it's really interesting because you can physically see it. You can go to my page, give it a couple scrolls, probably right about the time we were in Italy, and you will see not that it's different or changed. It's not that it's elevated. You will just see where it just elevated just a little bit from going through that experience.
So I personally had never even had a branding photo shoot done. So that was one of the things that was on my checklist of all these things I needed, right? So when that was also included in the mastermind, I was like, ta-da. I mean, that was huge for me. So I knew that that was something that was missing from my rebranding. And so that was massive for me. The human design. Absolutely. I literally live that now. I'm like, oh my, yeah, I'm a Manny Jen. Ha. You know, so I'm constantly posting about that now in my stories. And Nicole was even kind enough to help me find out my husband's human design. And that's been really cool for us because we're both Manny Jens. So I knew exactly what she, you know, the vibe was going to be. She helped me pick out my outfits. I even sent photos. Like, there was one outfit. I don't wear heels anymore because 24 years and 3 pregnancies later, I told my husband, he took me to the shoe store. We bought a pair of heels. I popped them on and they were perfect. You know, I wouldn't have picked that out myself. So really applaud her for just her styling, the thoughtfulness that went into each individual there, because she was so sure to make sure that we didn't all look like we were in the same place, taking the same photo. And I'm getting goosebumps actually now, because I can go back through all of our pictures and we don't all look like we were at the same place, you know? So very thoughtful with the photo session. The B-roll, I mean, I had my phone the whole time. I think we have something like over 600 B-roll videos. We put them all in an album so we can all share them. And you can definitely go back through my Instagram and see the difference in what was going on pre-Italy and post-Italy. And pretty much all of my content that I use is derived from that adventure.
I wanted to just touch on that quickly, because not only did I absolutely love taking both of your photos, but one of the challenges for me as a photographer was to take our villa and kind of transform it into all of these different scenes for different photo shoots for you. And Brooke, especially since you had never had branding before, like, I had to completely pull it out of my hat and figure out like a look for you. Whereas with Kelly, she kind of had a vibe going already that I pull from, but it was just a pleasure taking both of your photos. And I'm so excited, Kelly, that you're coming on the next one and that we get to do this again. It's such a fun challenge to kind of decide like what I really loved about taking your photo the last time and how we can work on it differently in the next villa in Spain. I would just love to ask, out of the entire retreat, what stood out the most to both of you?
I think it was the attention to detail that you guys put into it. And aside from that, the care, it was like, I felt like I was in your home, you know, even though we were all in Italy in a private villa. It felt like we were just there in your home. You guys were, you know, you had every detail planned. You really cared for us. You made sure that we were taken care of, that all of our needs were met. And something that I really appreciated that I don't always see in every retreat was the ability to take space. So if I needed to go, and there was one day I had some serious jet lag, and it was like I had the space to go rest and relax and regroup before I came back up. And you guys really made sure that, you know, every detail was thought about, from the food to the excursions to the education. It was just an amazing group of women. I think the other thing that's really great is that you guys do the application process. So it's not just letting anybody join. You guys make sure that the people who are going are a right fit and you're going to complement each other. So when we were there as a group, we were really cohesive, and we really not just got along, but connected and made lifelong relationships. And I thought that was really important.
Yeah. So all that, I would definitely start out the same way. I don't really think that there's one particular thing that stood out, because it was curated so well. There was, and even said from the beginning, you know, hey, listen, if you need to get away, get away. Everyone knows to respect each other's space. And, you know, and for me at the villa, you know, we had our own rooms and bathrooms and whatever. So it was really wonderful to be able to have that ability if we needed to take time for ourselves. We were able to do that as well. But then when we were all together, everybody did get along really well. So I would agree, through the application process and who you all chose to group together worked beautifully. We all, I think, meshed really well, learned a lot from each other, bonded, created these lifelong relationships. Clearly, Kelly and I are like just hit the ground running. When can we see each other next? I think that it really was the big picture. It was really what I wanted it to be when I found it. You know, I don't have any complaints. And for something that big of a step for me in my career at that time, because I just really went back behind the chair, you know, it was a big investment for me. It was so worth it. And it really was all the things that I wanted it to be. So everything from the excursions to the food was amazing. And Tia, and oh my God, her name's escaping me, and I hope she's not watching this, because I feel so bad. But the other, from Albania, I love her. So everyone was just amazing. The team was awesome. And so it was like being at home in another country. It was really wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I feel like it was such a privilege. Like, we did have such an incredible group of human beings, and like even just the way that everything came together, the way that you all dedicated yourselves to, I think that's something that's worth saying, is that if you are someone who's thinking about coming to this retreat, every single person who attended really did throw themselves into not just the education, but the experiences and all of those things. And I think that the way that you all approached it with such an open mind, and like seeing how you came, even like, though, you know, Kelly and I had worked together before, it like you still came with such a fresh and open mind. I think that is really truly what we envisioned when we created, and even like the name that we came up with, it truly is meant to be an escape so that you can step out of that day to day and really elevate. And I saw, like, I just want to give you both props, because you both like showed up, did the work, and really got the absolute most out of the experience. And I want to add too, because like I didn't get to weigh in on the photo thing, Nicole and I actually met on Instagram like what, 8 years ago? It was a long time ago. But we met by doing a collaboration giveaway for a photo shoot. I did hair, she did the photos. And as soon as I met Nicole, it was so evident, like she is an artist, she is so passionate. And seeing the photos, even though I was there, I was at the villa, when I saw the after, I was like, I had high expectations of Nicole because I know her and I know how brilliant she is. And she blew me away. So it really was such a great experience. And I really, really want to say to you that I appreciate both of you like setting aside time to come and chat with us. I know we're at that half hour mark and I want to be respectful, as you both have empires to run. So let's just quickly close out by, let us know what you're doing next. Let us know a little bit about, talk about, Kelly, you've got a retreat coming up. Brooke, you have your education and all these classes that you're teaching. Let us hype you up and talk about what you're doing next.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. It's a new year. You know, I kind of positioned my coaching company to give me a little break at the holidays. So now I'm ready to like rev up. I'll be doing a masterclass soon, which will lead to my next round of masterminding. So I'm really excited for that. I am hosting the retreat in February in Tulum. Very different from yours, very small and quaint. It is in my own home. So that's really exciting. But I'm going to Spain. So that's the big thing that I'm really looking forward to, is that, you know, I elevated so much in Italy that I was like, anything Jody does, you know, I want to be a part of. And now Nicole's newer to my world, but I'm super excited to go with both both of you and elevate some more, because I think that's the key, right? Is just to never stop growing and never stop evolving. So I am super excited to be going back to Spain with you guys and to be photographed by Nicole and just keep elevating.
I'm so happy for you. And anyone too that's watching that is a, like, you already have spots filled in your mastermind. And I've spoken to people in your mastermind. I've seen the comments. And like, if you are a salon owner who is looking to just like level up, please go follow Kelly. Like, it is in your best interest. Trust me. Brooke, I would love to hear from you too.
For me, so much has happened. I launched a podcast, the Grounded Stylist Podcast. I'm doing Mindfulness Mondays every Monday. And then I have got my website almost completely done. But without even having all that in place, I have booked full day workshops, mindfulness workshops. So I have a Protect, Clear, Inspire workshop that I started a couple of years ago that I'm rebuilding and revamping. So that's the morning portion, and the afternoon portion is a Reiki and healing circle where I'm really passionate about teaching stylists how to stay grounded behind the chair and protect their peace. So that's kind of what drives me. So the afternoon we learn about Reiki and how it can help you behind the chair. If you want to be an energetic healer, how you can go about that. And then I do an actual healing circle for everybody. That's what I'm doing with Kelly's salon. I'm actually doing with a salon in Colombia. And then Presley Poe is having me as a guest at Gold Studios. I'm doing that in May. So we will be selling tickets to that event. That will be a ticketed event. I will be launching that soon. So my website is thegroundedstylist.com. You can pretty much find me on my podcast and everything there. So big things happening, literally owe it all to this mastermind, you guys. So if you're even thinking, please don't hesitate to jump on the wagon. These sorts of self-care things for you and your business are so important. So if you're really needing the full 360-degree view.
Thank you again, both, for your time. I've had both of these incredible humans on my podcast, Hairstylist Rising. If you want to learn more about them and what they're doing, I highly recommend just send me a DM, actually, if you want the link, and I will send it to you. Overall, just thank you so much for being here, for taking your time.
If you're curious about Escape to Elevate, head to www.escapetoelevate.com or send me a DM over on Instagram at itsjodybrown.